Blog Talk Radio.
Al Porter. Blog Talk Radio, what it is, man.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Reporting live, this is Blog Talk Radio. Of knowledge equal power, my knowledge is what they hating for. Al Porter got it locked for an hour block, and kill stay got the block in the
master lock.
It's Monday night, what you doing round 9? Tune in to Al Porter, Blog Talk going live. These other sessions is job, just leading the walking blind. Remember the revolution ain't gonna be televised. No who from, cause search ain't gonna be no flash drive. Won't ask deny my lines, I'm opening people minds. Remember it's Monday night, tune in around 9. You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah.
It is Monday, and welcome once again to Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 11 and Verse 49. Already. Wow. Like I say, I thank you all so much for tuning in, and you're listening to M period A period N period Music Activism News is the abbreviation and the acronym. For those listening live to 3342 Music on blogtalkradio.com, feel free to call in 646-478-0944. That's 646-478-0944. If you're sending in any music or commercial, send it in MP3 format to emaxxradio@gmail.com. Three quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone, for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent and go back on hold. Change your mind, call back or press 1. Now, I am going to let you know just a couple of things. That Common Sense Radio airs Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM, and that's www.newstalkcleveland.com. The other thing is, hey, looking for work? www.templabor.org. For those who also want to check out what else is going on, you can check out the logtv.com or the YouTube channel of Power Groove Records. We are Cleveland Power Groove Records YouTube channel. They are the ones who are behind October being Positive Music Month. Now, this is what I'm going to do before I go to my phone lines. I am going to take the time. Let's make sure we do things in order. I'm going to give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. Honorable mention. They didn't make it into the top 10. Honorable mention, Ain't No Question Mark. That's the music video that was filmed by Movie Racketeers, featuring Sheriff Kilroy, HJS Music, and Father's Lives Matter, Joe Jones. The other honorable mention is Black House Sounds. They have dropped about 4 new songs in the past couple of weeks, and they're all doing well numbers-wise. Joseph Motley Jr. YouTube page. Now, number 10, debuting all Halloween activities that are coming up. Number 9, debuting Facebook, Remembering Jun Wang, Abolish Police Brutality. Basically, what it is that's going on this week, That's the event, so I can let you know that that particular event will be happening at the North Royalton Police Department from 7 to 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, as join a rally for justice for John Wang, who was murdered by North Royalton police officers serving a mental health probate order. Mental illness is not a crime. Jun was treated like a criminal when NRPD officers stormed into his home, chased him, and detained him before firing the fatal shot to end Jun's life within feet of his sister. So Jun Wang's justice team calls for the removal of NRPD officer Kip McDonald and Jason Kimmel. The community is at risk while these officers continue to carry weapons and wear a badge. Number eight is, okay, debut, Facebook, Cleveland Imperial Avenue Murders Anniversary Rally in March at the newly erected monument on Imperial Avenue. That is what is coming up, and I can tell you a little bit about that in itself, as, again, that's in the number eight spot, and that will happen. We'll get right to that at 12205 Imperial Avenue. Imperial Women Coalition and Alfred Porter Jr., and that will happen this Saturday, 1 to 3 p.m., 12205, ClevelandUrbanNews.com, Cleveland, Ohio, Cleveland area activists led by the Imperial Women's Coalition, Black on Black Crime, Inc., and Peace in the Hood, BWA, Black Women's Army, will have a couple of speakers as well. And that is what is going on. Number seven, debuting yesterday, Guaranteed Mo Told Ya debut listening party with East Cleveland Council Vice President Ernest Smith and family showed. It was Patricia's birthday, Brick House Wellness, AYD, Lauren doing that F&D dance that she created, BWA, BBCI, BMA, DJ Cowboy featuring Miss Pulse Point, Suave Gotti. And they debuted Sheriff Kilroy as the professional host for their programs, upcoming programs, certain programs, that is. And the Art McCoy Radio did a live feed. We had the chicken, potato salad, sloppy joe, sweet potato pie, donuts, chips, bottles popped, Black House Sound, Dialogue Center. Number six debuting was the mental health concert event that happened last Saturday. Number five debuting, Notre Dame fundraiser for the Garden Valley House that happened last Friday. Kevin Conwell and Footprints Band. Peter Corrigan was the host of that. Not the judge. He was the former Cuyahoga County executive candidate and Inner City Republican Movement's Donna Walker Brown. Number four, moving up, Facebook, John Salvage and New 20 Saints, Detroit Red Devil Riders, Wrong Places. That was last Saturday. Number three, moving up, Facebook, Boldy James with Rosello, J-Mo Let Them Know, R the Czar, Hijinks, and G-Huff, DJSO. Yeah, that was last week. Number two, the biggest jump, Facebook, Trick or Treat on Fleet. And number one, debuting the Mary J. Blige concert that happened at Mortgage Field House last Wednesday. This is what I'm going to do now that I have gone through some of these things. Let's see what's happening with the phone lines. Ooh-wee, I have a feeling that they are blazing up, so this is what we'll do. We will check out what's going on with the first one, the 216-407. 216-407. Who do we have on the phone line?
Mr. Porter, this is Judge Cornelius O'Sullivan calling in to say hello to you.
Wow. Okay. This is a special treat because when we have somebody on, I have to look through and see if we have somebody who's a sitting candidate. This is what we could do. Anybody else who calls in, we'll do our best to make sure they get at least 5 minutes or so to speak. But I'm going to hammer away at you just because I can. You called in, so I'm pretty sure there are a lot of people who would want to know, as a sitting judge, what is your name once again and where do you sit?
I am Cornelius O'Sullivan. I sit on the 8th District Court of Appeals. I was appointed by Governor Mike DeWine to the seat that was vacated about a year ago when, unfortunately, Judge Larry Jones passed away. Now, Judge Larry Jones, I'll have you know, on Wednesday we are, they are, Cleveland is renaming their drug court in his honor. It's going to be a big ceremony Wednesday afternoon for Judge Barry Jones and naming the drug court after him because he founded it so many years ago.
Excellent. So with that being said, I am going to take the time and ask you what is so important about the 8th Court, 8th District Court of Appeals?
Well, we're the last stop for a lot of people. You know, you get an appeal as of a right to the 8th District, whether it's a civil case, you're unhappy with something and you sued somebody or you were sued, you get to appeal one time. Or if it's a criminal case and either side is unhappy with the result, they get to appeal one time and we hear the case, a three-judge panel. Now, after we're done, if you're unhappy, you can try to appeal to the Ohio Supreme Court, but they have limited jurisdiction. They get to pick and choose the cases that they want because there's 12 districts and they can't hear everything. They want to hear the cases that are the most important. So we take our time. We look at everything very carefully, but we are the court of last resort for many people.
Okay. With that being said, tell me about why you're so proud to sit in the seat that you are.
Well, I worked there years ago as an attorney. I clerked for Judge John F. Corrigan, and I got to meet another judge, Jim Porter, who may be a distant cousin of yours, a wonderful man, Jim Porter. I then worked in the appellate courts all over Ohio for 25 years, practicing in 7 of our 12 districts. I was very successful and won cases in most of the districts and actually practiced in the Ohio Supreme Court. So as far as experience goes, I've got it. Not only that, but I've got the endorsements. I've been endorsed by Brecksville Mayor Ruby, Lyndhurst Mayor, Mayfield Heights Mayor Anthony DeSicco, North Rutland Mayor Larry Antoskovitz, Seven Hills Mayor Tony Biasiota, Strongsville Mayor Tom Persiak, Westlake Mayor Dennis Clough, and also many of the local unions, including the Boilermakers Local 744, Laborers Local 310. And by the way, you were saying earlier, I heard on the commercial or on your speech, if you're looking for a job, go to Laborers Local 310 or Laborers Local 860. They both endorse me, but they're both looking for people to do work. They've got a lot of work to do. I'm also endorsed by the Plasterers Local 526, the Stagehands Local 27, the Bricklayers Local 5, and the Heat and Frost Insulators Local 3. I've got the endorsements. I've got the mayors backing me, and a lot of good people are on my team.
Then I'm going to ask you the question that a lot of people would like to know, and that question is, what have you done that you feel stands out or shows that the people can count on you to currently hold your seat? What have been some standout things to you that you've done or even throughout the community as well? But we'll start with your service and what it is that you do.
Well, I've been on the court now for almost a year. I've heard approximately 60 cases. There have been cases that have come in, criminal cases, where we have affirmed a conviction. There have been criminal cases where we have reversed a conviction. There have been criminal cases where we have vacated a sentence or sent it back down to the trial court for resentencing. And there have been cases where we have affirmed a sentence. And it's a three-judge panel. I've dissented on a couple of cases, most recently on a case involving Marcy's Law, where I felt that the victims, the law provides and the Constitution provides that the victims are due certain rights, and I didn't feel that the trial court was following the law. I most recently also published an opinion concerning that large garbage dump landfill that was in East Cleveland that caught fire a couple of years ago. And people were held responsible for that, and our court affirmed that conviction and affirmed the fine that was levied against the people that were running that illegal dump. Been working hard every day for the people of Cuyahoga County, We take every case incredibly seriously. We do our research. We write lengthy opinions. Everything I've done is online. And I'm very proud of the work that I've been doing at the Court of Appeals for the last year.
I like what you said. And anybody who's listening in, everything is online. So we can follow your record. So when people talk about we're not sure of this, that, and the other, candidate and current sitting judge, 8th District Court of Appeals, Cornelius O'Sullivan, you're telling me that everything is online to back up your record.
That's right. We don't hide behind anything. We don't ask people to not look closely at what we do. I think you'd actually be interested in reading a lot of our opinions because I think we spell everything out very clearly. And if you may agree with us, I think you probably agree with me quite a bit of the time. But if you disagree with me, you're going to know why, and you're going to see it right there. There's no hidden agenda.
Okay, then. I'm only going to keep you on here for maybe another 10 minutes or so because I got to hammer at you because I'm sure we're going to find something. So I'm doing my best, but why is it I haven't really found any scandals or anything connected to your name?
I'm boring. My wife and I have 4 sons. We live in Lakewood. We go to church on Sunday. I've just been working hard to feed my family for the last 30 years. I really don't have time for scandal.
I hear you. And with that being said, I find it very interesting because I'm going to put it out there. I haven't heard or seen any major protest or anything on you at all. With that being said, you talk about family, wife, church. You talk about a lot of things that a lot of candidates might not bring up because they're maybe afraid of insulting people or what have you. But I have to say that I can appreciate the fact that you've been a lot of different places. Is it true that recently you were talking about St. Francis at a AME church? Talk to me about some of your travels recently.
I'd love to. Pastor Henry Curtis invited me to his church. And Pastor Greg Harris, who's an old classmate of mine from law school, and was a good friend in law school. I really enjoyed the time that Pastor Harris and I spent. Greg is at St. Paul's AME. Henry's at St. John's AME. Unless I'm getting the two crossed over and I'm getting my saints confused. But they invited me to speak at their churches, and one of the things they talk about is the prayer of St. Francis. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there's hatred, let me sow love. You're on the radio, so I'm not going to read the whole thing because it goes on and on. But at one point it says, grant so much that I may not seek to be understood as to understand. And here I am. I've been saying that prayer all my life, and I sit down on the bench one day and I think, you know what, though? I still need to understand, but I need to be understood. And I'm asked just God for the clarity to help it so that when I decide my cases, when I write my opinions, the public understands what I'm saying. I need them to understand that this is justice and this is fairness. Because everybody walks out of court. One person walks out on the winning side, one person walks out on the losing side. But they shouldn't think of themselves as winners and losers because they're both part of justice. And if they can both look at me at the end of the day and say, man, I don't necessarily agree with him, but that is the just result. I just need, and that's why I ask the Lord to help me to not only understand, but to be understood as well.
Okay.
And I'll tell you, the folks really, really appreciated that. People come up to me after the services and thank me. And I just really enjoyed that and being at Bishop Omar Medina's church a couple weeks ago.
Oh, wow.
And then Pastor Greater Mount Calvary Church of God in Christ. Becoming a good friend of my pastor, Cecil Gamble, just invited me over there last Sunday, and we had Sunday school with a bunch of little kids there, and we talked to them, and the kids are great. They're so proud of where they go to school. I ask them all, where you go to school? And a couple of them go to FDR, a couple of them go to another school, a couple of them go to another school, and I ask them, where do you go to church? And they know the name, and they go, right here, and they're pointing, and they're smiling, and they go, right here. And I just thought that was great that these kids that are all under the age of 12 are, you know, in the church. And, you know, there's an old saying, the family that prays together stays together. And here they are. Here they are in church, learning the Word of God. You know, I have friends of the Muslim faith. I have many friends and mentors of the Jewish faith and mentors in the Muslim faith. I'm a registered Catholic. I have friends in the AME Church and the Kojic Church. As a judge, there is no religion per se, but that's not going to stop me from asking God for help. But everyone's equal in our eyes.
You know something? I might have to keep you around the last 7 or 8 minutes because I got to find some sort of scandal on you. So I know that you wrote a book. Tell me about the controversial book that you wrote, because I know that book. You had to have gotten either marched on or what have you. Tell me about the book that you worked on.
Wrote a book called Feed the Hungry. Over in Lakewood, I run two community meals, one at St. James and one at St. Luke's. And we make and we prepare and feed 100 meals twice a month at two different locations. Now, I'm kind of the head of it, but it couldn't be done without some phenomenal cooks, phenomenal volunteers, people that set up, people that clean up. So I wrote a manual. I call it a book, about 30 pages, from start to finish. If you live somewhere, and that's how these all started, with some people of conscience that said, hey, we want to feed the hungry. I mean, it's one of the easiest things to do in the Bible. They talk about the corporal works of mercy, feed the hungry. If that's all you could do in life, then okay. You know, you don't have to crack the code. You don't have to cure cancer if you can't. You don't have to be a saint. If you just feed the hungry, give drink to the thirsty, you're helping out so many people. So this is a book, step by step by step, on how to set up in your community, in any community, a community meal so that you can feed 10, 20, 100 people a week. And just take care of the corporal works of mercy. And then there's ways in there where you can fold in other things like the community nature of it, where you're sitting around a table, where the volunteers eat with the other patrons, where we've got a guitar player who comes and plays some live music. We've got fresh desserts made from the people of the community, where we've got socks. In fact, this November and December, we're going to give out a couple hundred pairs of wool socks to people, and hats and gloves. We just do what we can. So it can be controversial if you're against that kind of stuff. I mean, I'll tell you, one time in downtown Cleveland, it was a cold August day. I was walking down the street, and this guy's walking towards me, and he's homeless. He has no shoes on. And I was dressed in a business suit, and I said to him, hey, if I give you my shoes and socks, will you wear them? Because a lot of these folks are catchy when they meet other people. I don't want anything to do with you. Leave me alone. But he said, no, if you give me your shoes and socks, I'll wear them. So I gave him my shoes and socks. I helped him put them on, and I walked away. And some guy came up to me and said, wow, that's the coolest thing I've ever seen. And I said, you know, if you think about it, it's one of the sadder things you've ever seen, because that man walking barefoot in downtown Cleveland, a population of 800,000 people, and the chubby white guy who's a trial lawyer is the one who's giving him the shoes. If I'm your savior, man, we got to get a better town.
I needed to hear that. As a matter of fact, before I hate to sound negative, but I'm about ready to kick you off because I was expecting some sort of scandal or to be able to hit you with something. Tell us, how can people at least get that book?
Wow. I've got it. It's not attached to my judicial website because I don't think that's appropriate. I didn't want to mix, you know, politics with that. But I know you've got a copy of it.
Yes, I do.
If they want to give you their contact information, I can email it. I can email it.
Okay,
I do have
then.
A digital copy of it.
Then I'll tell
and
you
I've
if
given
anybody.
It to, I've given it to Mayor Bibb. I've given it to Blaine. I've given it to Chantel. I've given it to a lot of people. Hopefully there's some people that are working in the background to get this done.
It's an excellent step-by-step on feeding the hungry. And feeding those, it's excellent. Before I do anything else, if anyone wants to text me their email address, you can text me at 216-804-7462. That's 216-804-7462. So with that being said, as we wind things down, let people know your name, how they can follow, join in, become a part of what it is that you're doing. Give us all the contact information, please.
Thank you, I will. So I am Judge Cornelius J. O'Sullivan. You can go to my website, Judge C. O'Sullivan. It's all one word, COSULLIVAN.com, Judge C. O'Sullivan. And you can look about me. You can look up how I serve the community. You can look up my endorsements. There's even a page there where you can donate. I'm not asking for donations on your show, though, Al. You're a good man.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to bother you with that. But there's some information there on me. Also, the 8th District Court of Appeals has a website, and most of the judges, I believe, list. There's a picture and background there, too. So it's all very public information. Al, I know you were looking for controversy, and I thought of something that just dawned on me. When I took the bar exam back in 1990, although I did pass it the first time I took it, I think I got a couple questions wrong.
Okay. Wow. I appreciate that. Thank you. So thank you very much for calling for the interview. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Porter. I appreciate you. Keep up the good work serving your community, our community, the community. Cleveland.
I hear you. And I appreciate you. Look forward to following your success. And thanks again.
Thank you. You can vote for me on Tuesday, November 8th. I think it's the 8th. It's getting so close now. And you can vote early if you'd like to. The Board of Elections is open. So Tuesday, November 8th, Judge Cornelius O'Sullivan, Court of Appeals. Thank you, Mr. Porter.
Thank you so much. Now, that's a hot interview right there. This is what we're going to do, though. We're going to get all of our phone callers on the line. The bar has been set. Let's continue it on. 216-727. 216-727. Maybe you'll call and give me some sort of scandal. I don't know. How are you doing out there?
No scandal here. How you doing? This is Valandis Brende Fulmer and Queen Bee. Hi, everybody out there in Radio Land. How's everybody doing?
You know something? I think everybody's doing phenomenally well, and that's the truth. I know I am. I'm just thankful to be alive. So with that being said, talk to me, Queen Bee. What's happening?
You know what? It's good to be alive. God wake us up for a purpose, okay, to be on this earth. Everything that God made is good, hallelujah. And what make you bad is what you pick up and hang around. God don't make you do that. You do it yourself. People need to stop saying the devil made me do it. The devil ain't make you do nothing. You do it yourself, okay? Stop blaming the devil. You do it yourself. And stop, you know, they said, you know, mom and daddy had a saying, don't keep making the same mistake over and over again. If you do it once, try to keep it corrected and always corrected at all times. Stay, you know, Be yourself. Amen, everybody? Be
Amen.
Yourself. Be yourself. I mean, some of these people, I don't get it, bruh. They want to be something they're not. Be yourself. Because I guarantee when you come out on top, you be yourself, you're going to come out top on more. You're going to get it more. But you pretend to be somebody else, and you're going to get it less. It's going to be lesser than you think it was going to be. You know I don't have a hate heart in my body. I love everybody in my bone. I don't discriminate. It's time for the play out, the play out house, and being planned. It's time to come. It's time to get serious now. Time to get serious. And you know, I tell my girls this, all three of my daughters, my queens, somebody is always watching. Remember that, y'all. Somebody is always watching. God already watching us, but he got somebody else watching us, all of us, including myself, because I'm not leaving myself out, you know. I mean, hey, it is what it is, you know. We got to help. We just got to come together and help one another and stop being selfish and greedy and jealous. You know, I'm happy when somebody get a job, a new car, a new house, everything. We got to, when you do that, you know, the old saying God said, if you look and be blessed with the little things, he will supply and multiply with the bigger things. Amen?
Amen.
We look over the little things. We look over the little, but look, some of them little things got the biggest open words on everything. And God will bless you with multiple things behind that. And that's what we got to start doing, you know. That includes me, everybody, myself. You know, I'm not leaving myself. I'm sending a message out, you know, to everybody as well as me, you know, putting it out to help somebody. Because you don't know what somebody they have been. They might have had a good day. They might have an in-between day or bad day. And it's a talk, a conversation, or how you doing? Have a blessed day. Sometimes those words that we say, it brights their day up. You know, just open up their heart and drop the tears from their face. And they say, hey, you done it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory. I'm done, y'all. I'm finna sign off. I like to say I love all my colleagues out there, Deontay, Ronnie B., everybody, all my colleagues. May God bless and keep you, and I'm signing off, and I see and hear y'all next week. God bless.
God bless. This is a major blessing in itself. Let's keep this going with a 216-471. 216-471. Who are we talking to out there?
This is Minister Evangelist Anderson of Gospel Divine Evangelistic Ministries, Assistant Pastor of Light of Life Ministries.
How have you been, Queen?
Been doing fine, enjoying this nice, beautiful weather, I hope. Because it ain't going to be, you know, going on too much longer.
Truth.
I tell you now. You know, and it's time that we need to come to grips by taking these guns off the streets from the young people. Our children are dying now, so young, and then our children are beating up on the parents, which is mad because it's no discipline. It's no dignity like it was in our day.
That's right.
Because in our day, you had dignity. And if you got to talking sassy and going on, I remember you got knocked down for that.
That's right.
And it wasn't abuse. It was not child abuse. It was about chastising you. The Bible says that spare the rod, but spoil the child. And And the Bible says to chastise your children. And also the Word of God, though, also says that children are supposed to obey their parents so their days
mm-hmm.
may be long. And that's in Ephesians and in the Ten Commandments. Honor your mother and father, for which our days will be long. You see, and kids are not doing it.
That's right.
And the parents are letting the kids have their way with everything. And there comes a time, it's a time to say no, it's a time to say yes. It's a time for us to talk, but it's a time for silence. It's a time to make a change, and it is a time to fight, kill, but it's a time, however, to live or die. It's also a time to get your house in order.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says in Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, it's a time for all things, for every season. And we need to set the record straight. And we need to discipline our children now. And if you don't do it, our children will be destroyed by the lack of knowledge into rebelliousness. And that's a sin, to be rebellious. Because I remember that neighbors see you going astray, they used to catch you and get on you in a minute.
That's right.
Then they have went and told on you, and it was up to your parents if they wanted to get you. But if they didn't get you, you knew you weren't doing it again if you had some sense.
Preach on that.
Because your parents already knew you had that whipping. But if your parents didn't get you, you know deep down in your heart you ain't doing this again no more. Since you had that whipping. And sometimes, though, if you came in that door, your parents would say, I got something waiting for you. I have something
mm-hmm.
waiting for you. And it was the switches or that belt, them hardening cords, because they heard what you did.
That's true.
You see.
You know what?
It's a shame, though, that you cannot chastise your child. That's a lie from the pits of hell.
That's right.
Because the Bible says that we have to chastise our children. We have to spare the rod, but we have to let them know when enough is enough to be acting the fool. You know.
Mm.
Because when my mother was teaching, she was a substitute. But when she started teaching like kindergarten or first grade, she got on them before she was a regular teacher. She got on them and said, look here, look here, look here. You're going to act like a young man and young lady, and you're going to quit acting a fool right now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go, and all. And she made you. And if you was playing number cards, numbers, learning about numbers like 1, 2, 3, and he had cards, or if it was words that you were learning to say, she would tell you, now look, this is not a doggone card game party you at now. And she said it to kindergartners or first graders. Let me tell you something. You're not going to be holding cards like no cotton picking doggone fan, because it ain't no party. You're gonna pick up a card and turn it, and the person is going to say, what is this letter or what is this number or whatever, and then you're gonna put the card down, pick up another card, but don't be holding it like no cotton picking fan. You know, she was teaching about decency and in order. And
thank you.
We need to go back to the old landmark of edification.
Mm-hmm.
And where children need to learn how to act. It starts out when you first start going to school, like kindergarten and all that, first grade, you start learning how to act like ladies and gentlemen. And when you get past the third or fourth grade, you ought to know how to act like ladies and gentlemen then, because you learned how to act in kindergarten and first grade and on up. And all. You should already know how to act past the third or fourth grade. And everything, and it's a shame that it's that not enough discipline. And when we was coming up, we didn't have cops coming in and out the school walking around. We didn't have that until a good 30 or 40 years ago because of all them guns and the drug abuse. See, we didn't have all that in my time.
No, we didn't.
But now, when you go inside the school, it's almost like a prison or a jail.
So,
I'm
glad you're sharing that. And before we go to another phone caller, I know that if we left off, we would be remiss if somebody would ask. So please let us know, what churches are you affiliated with, and what's their addresses, please?
Okay. I'm affiliated with the Light of Life Ministries, which is known as the Messiah Lutheran, but it's at 5200 Mayfield Road. I'm with the pastorship and leadership of Pastor Kathy Brown. You know. And services are on the second and fourth Sunday in the afternoon at 4 o'clock usually.
Thank you very much. I'm going to try to play something for you just because you brought it up. But thank you very much for calling in. I appreciate it.
Uh-huh.
And thank you.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, I feel inspired. Let's try to keep this up with a 216-235-216-235 phone number. What's going on out there?
What's going on? This is your girl, Lady C, BWEENC in the building.
Oh, man, it's getting real. And the reason that it's getting real.
I've been kind of quiet.
As a matter of fact, I don't know how quiet you've been because you've been dropping some hot singles, a music video, your first music video. Talk to me about what's been going on with you.
I mean, Lyrical, she's been in the building, you know, in the studio, getting ready for a mixtape to drop November the 7th. She is so honored to be doing a tribute to the late, great Silver B at the workshop at CSU in the study department. She's invited everybody to come on out. Let's continue the legacy of our dear, dear, dear legend and icon of our city, Silver B. Let's keep it going. Calling out all artists, calling out community activists and leaders, organizations to come out and celebrate at the workshop. It's free to get in. Let's come together. Let's unite as the Silver B wanted us to do. And, you know, I just want to jump on here and let you guys know about that. Also, in November, coming up, BWE Future Kids will be putting on their yearly Feed the Needy drops. I'm calling out the city, east, west, north, south, to come together for that, to help our city's needy and our families this holiday season. So a lot of stuff is popping off to close out the 2022 season. Check out the Black Talk Table. Special episode with Lyrical on Halloween, because y'all know that is her resurrection birthday. She will be celebrating 3 years in the city of Cleveland's entertainment gang. So tune in, Black Talk Table, 8 o'clock on Monday, as well as Future Kids will be passing out candy to the trick-or-treaters here in Ward 14 to celebrate the Halloween season. So a lot going on, Al. You know, like I said, we've been kind of quiet working. But, you know, we still moving, we still pushing, we still grinding. And I also want to just do a quick shout out to thank everybody for their prayers and their unconditional love throughout the time of my man's A Book being down. He is doing very well. He's up. He's walking. He will be returning back to the court for the basketball season and will be finishing out his senior year. He will be finishing out his senior year with a big bang. So, you know, I just wanted to thank everybody in the city of Cleveland for their prayers and their, you know, this, you know, love throughout our time with A Boog. He's doing great. So, I mean, there's more than enough reason to push harder the rest of the year going into the new year, and there's more to come from the squad.
I appreciate you very much for saying that. Can you let me know some of the songs that we can find, and how can we, you know, find some of your music?
Well, Lyrical, you can find Lyrical on YouTube, BWE Entertainment LLC. You can also go on BWE Entertainment LLC on Facebook, as well as on her fan page, Lyrical Storm on Facebook, as well as you can find her on IG at LeoNation216. We still there, Al?
As a matter of fact, I appreciate things. I was looking to find something from BWEENT. Can you tell me about how can we catch up with more things coming up from Lyrical Storm?
I said, just go on BWE Entertainment LLC on Facebook, Lyrical Storm. Her fan page is on Facebook, as well as go on IG at LeoNation216. Follow the page, and on YouTube, BWE Entertainment LLC. Please make sure you like, click, and subscribe to the channel.
Thank you. And with that being said, I'm going to play one of my favorite tracks from the AMI, Anti-Music Industry album. It was also a song that was featured on one of my favorite group albums, The Woo Storm, just because it was that remix to On My Mama, and it was one of Mama Porter's favorite tracks. So I'm going to go on and play that, and thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much. See you on Saturday, 11:05.
Yes. Peace. And this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to play that track, and let's do that. We'll be right back.
Oh, my mama, remix. Oh, my mama, remix. Oh, my mama. Oh, my mama. Oh, my mama. My mama,
hey Woo, the sheriff. Let's talk about our mamas right quick. Let's show appreciation to them.
Oh my mama,
oh my mama,
oh my mama,
oh my mama,
oh my mama.
You know, they are Mother Earth.
Oh my mama,
we gotta show them that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my mama, their
work.
Oh my mama,
they gave me
oh my
the
mama
dream to believe. Running through these streets are the queens of grace. Mother Earth, protectors of our future. Keep saying, I thank you for your prayer to make change. We appreciate how your truth and love brings unity in a world of misguided foolery. Blessings upon you, pushing installed in me to believe, faith, love, and unity. Give me the vision and the meaning of women empowerment. Holding myself as a Nubian queen that's gonna succeed. I love you, cause you're without you, there is no me. I got to be higher up so our future kings and queens can have that example that is meant for everybody. Oh my mama.
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 Go ahead.
Yes, sir.
Tell them.
You
know I gotta do this on my mama. This is the reason why I'm looking for drama. That's why we coming through with all this honor. I am an artist, and mama, I love you. Just wanna tell you, thank you for having me. Lyrical storm with lyrical people so strong with the sheriff. Word up the kill, we're always gonna build them up. That's for my mama. Bringing that karma, you hear me popping this harvest. So you know I'm on the farm. This might just rose it up, growing this bouquet instead of destroying. Bringing the charm and happy Mother's Day to all the moms.
Oh my mama.
Oh my mama. Yeah.
Oh my mama.
Executive order on what
oh
I say.
Mama.
Every day is like Mother's
oh
Day. Re-edit, remix. It's on
oh my
mama.
Mama.
On my mama. I don't
oh
do drama.
Mama.
I don't tolerate on no
oh
disorder.
My
on my mama name, Miss Hattie
oh
Porter.
Mama.
Kilroy's my name. I acclaim
oh
fame. I'm on BWE's Wall
oh
of Fame.
You know something? I'll play that one track. Evangelist Anderson said so much. Evangelist Anderson said so much. I'm going to send this next track out. I got to send this next track out because we got to do it. Just because it talks about what parents need to do more of when it comes to dealing with their children. So this is from that, the long-awaited detox. Let's just play it. Yep, let's play this track just because.
A message from the police, the teachers, the court, and me.
Miami.
If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. Your kids show out, beat their ass. Your child act up, whoop their ass. Your kids show out, beat their ass. Your child act up, whoop their ass. Your kids show out, beat their ass. Your child act up, whoop their ass. Your kids show out, beat their ass. Your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. Don't put them in the corner, beat their ass. No timeout, whoop their ass. Don't put them in the corner, beat their ass. No timeout, whoop their ass. Don't put them in the corner, beat their ass. No timeout, whoop their ass. Don't put them in the corner, beat their ass. No timeout, whoop their ass. They got a smart mouth, beat their ass. They talk back, whoop their ass. They got a smart mouth, beat their ass. They talk back, whoop their ass. They got a smart mouth, beat their ass. They talk back, whoop their ass. They got a smart mouth, beat their ass. They talk back, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. 6 out of 6 kids, beat their ass. They tell on you, whoop their ass. 6 out of 6 kids, beat their ass. They tell on you, whoop their ass. 6 out of 6 kids, beat their ass. They tell on you, whoop their ass. 6 out of 6 kids, beat their ass. They tell on you, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. There's a rod, beat their ass. For the child, whoop their ass. There's a rod, beat their ass. For the child, whoop their ass. There's a rod, beat their ass. For the child, whoop their ass. There's a rod, beat their ass. For the child, whoop their ass. The Bible say, beat their ass. Scripture say, whoop their ass. The Bible say, beat their ass. Scripture say, whoop their ass. The Bible say, beat
beat their ass. Scripture say, whoop their ass. The Bible say, beat their ass. Scripture say, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If that's your kid, beat their ass. You raising them, whoop their ass. If that's your kid, beat their ass. You raising them, whoop their ass. If that's your kid, beat their ass. You raising them, whoop their ass. If that's your kid, beat their ass. You raising them, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. If your child act up, beat their ass. If your child act up, whoop their ass. Uncle Luke, Too Loud Crew, DJ Magic Mike, Shy D, Byron Davis, Tag Team, MP Boo, 95 South, Kilo Ali, Duke, 71 North,
Miami,
MP Crew, 3342, and Quake, 69 Boys, Latrell, Gucci Crew 2. If your child act up, beat their ass. 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 I'm tired of all these badass killers. You ain't your kid's friend. Quit smoking blunts with them and going to the club with them. Igloo Crew, 3342. If your child act up, whoop their ass. 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 If your child act up, whoop their ass.
If your child act up, this is the time for me to at least get into the fact that we have Black on Black Crime, Inc., Hip Hop Workshop, number 229, and other events, which will be at 1899 Main Classroom Building, CSU Large Room, number 136, East 22nd. Enter from Chester or Euclid. That's Saturday, November the 5th, 2022. You could be mean, but keep it clean. Radio edits, rap, gospel, R&B, poetry, dance, live DJ, Dollar Rock. Weekend right before elections. Tributes and Hip Hop Plus with Ronnie B's Hip Hop Workshop News, the Freestyle Cypher, and more. With that being said, plus a video premiere, we'll have music giveaways, probably choose the Commander-in-Chief album just because. 1:30 p.m., you will have BWE. They will salute Silver. B. In the mix. Who Never Missed the Hip Hop Workshop, plus the movie Racketeers, the around 1:55 p.m. there will be that exam, the written exam challenge, with the champion in the house, and Professor J Soul running that. You will also have DJ Dollar Rock, probably another video shoot for him. You will have Power in Your Dance, December Rose. Yeah, a lot of great things are going on. And this coming Sunday, this Sunday at AME Zion, The Rock Church. It's the fifth Sunday of the month at 15415 Kipling Avenue. 15415 Kipling Avenue, 10:30 a.m. The services start around 11 for an hour of power. And then about 90 minutes after that, you know, so 90 minutes when the service ends around 12 or 12:10, you will probably have from 12:10 to 1:25 to 1:30, they're going to build a Christian hip-hop song and asking young people to come through. 2 Timothy 2:22, the minister of music for that church, he's building that particular song up. Everybody's invited to come through, add everything. Instead of playing a song, I just want to thank everybody who chose to listen, everybody who chose to be a part. I feel very blessed that you all tuned in. I humbly thank you. Feel free to join us next week for those things that we might not have gotten into. A, the Twitter page of
Al Porter, JR1, YouTube Miss Commentary, Cleveland, Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc., Facebook Alfred Porter, JR period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat, Black on Black Crime, Inc., Hip Hop Workshop Radio, airs Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceofradio.com, Facebook Pete Weeks, the producer, the webpage at blackonblackcleveland.com, OPM Radio, that's OPN Radio, Monday, 6 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com, Facebook Sheriff Kilroy, that www.3342music.com, definitely Instagram, J.R. Alfred Porter, Facebook Joseph Motley, J.R. period, YouTube page, we talked about that, Joseph Motley Jr., and Joseph P. Motley Jr. That's it. Talk to you. Peace.